This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Public health infrastructure in the great state of Texas is at full alert today as we learn more details about the first case of Ebola actually diagnosed in the United States. Officials in and around Dallas are tracking down and monitoring the people who might have been exposed to the infected patient. And while the odds of getting it here are still minuscule, Ebola is, as you know, deadly and there is no cure and no vaccine. Why is that? A lot of reasons, of course, but a big one is that until now, there hasn't been much incentive for drug makers to make one. From the health desk at WHYY Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more.
Drug manufacturers want to make money. To that end, Columbia economist Frank Lichtenberg says companies want to know two things, the number of potential customers and their ability to pay.
There are a million consumers, and each of them would be willing to pay, for example, $1,000 for a drug. That translates into a $1 billion potential market.
That is in no way the Ebola market.
The total number of cases of Ebola in the world between 1976 and 2013 were less than 2,000.
Dr. Sue Desmond-Hellman is the CEO of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which last month committed $50 million to address Ebola. What the Ebola outbreak reminds us all is that millions of lives are potentially at risk, and there are few incentives for private industry to treat or prevent diseases like Ebola and malaria. Until now, funding vaccines and medicines has fallen to philanthropies, federal governments, and entities like the World Health Organization. Desmond-Hellman says the spread of Ebola forces people to ask whether that system is adequate.
This epidemic is showing us how important it is for the world to have at the ready a response for such an epidemic.
The U.S. government has invested millions on Ebola over several decades, but the reality is it can take years and years and billions of dollars to develop effective therapies. So how do you get more money into R&D for these diseases and other public health concerns? USC health economist Joel Hay says here's one idea that's been kicked around.
If you just add a tax on every pharmaceutical product sold, that money could be used for some of these more, let's say, socially desirable goals.
The thing you have to remember, this is a tricky market to regulate, and it's trickier still for government where they have a duty to keep people safe, but come up with the right incentives to keep the drug industry in the game. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.